Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of the future of Islam. This is our critique of the lecture which was given by Professor John Esposito in the University of Kentucky. When you listen to Professor Esposito and how excited he is about the future of Islam in America, you see nothing but a betrayer. A man who maybe does not know too much about Islam, but presents Islam to the West as if it is a wonderful thing we must cherish, and we will give it all what it needs to take over the West. Not only America, but Europe and everywhere else where Islam is. He does that without realizing that Islam is the end of America. Islam is the end of our freedom. Islam is the end of everything we stand for and we believe in, not only as Christians in America, but even as Americans. Even when Professor Esposito sees something wrong in Islam, he is quick to judge Christianity and Judaism to have the same thing. So he will tell us, well, there may be this or that in Islam which is negative, but guess what? That's exactly what we have in the Bible, in the Old Testament for the Jewish believers and in the New Testament for the Christians. And obviously, here he is twisting the facts, as we will see in our study. He believes the lies of the Muslims concerning Islam and their accusation concerning Judaism and Christianity. So without further ado, let's continue to listen to Professor Esposito, who stated,
"Science answers the question how. Religion attempts often to answer the questions why. Why am I here? What should I be doing? Where am I going? Why is it important that I be good rather than bad?"
Now, let's investigate what Professor Esposito just said. He said science answers the questions how, as if in science we know how everything came to be. Obviously, that's a lie. Especially if you ask Professor Esposito, how did we come here in this world? He will tell you evolution. Of course, science is the answer for the question how we came here. And that itself is a lie, because evolution is the religion of the no God. But in reality, how we came here, God created the world. God created Adam and Eve. God created everything you see in the universe, and that's how we came here. As for science, we believe in science as Christians. But if you cannot prove it and give me the data as you continue to do the same test and give the same result, then it's not science. We call it hogwash of atheists and others who do not believe in God, but believe in themselves to be gods. So here we go. The theologian, Professor Esposito, is believing in a lie, and he wants to teach a lie. But listen to what he says about religion. Religion attempts often to answer the question why. Excuse me, what? Attempt? Why he did not say science attempts to answer the question how? But when it comes to religion, he uses the word attempts. Because in Christianity, we do not attempt to answer the question why, but we know the question why. As we know for sure the answer for all the questions of why. Why I'm here? I'm here to serve the Lord. I'm here to worship the one who made me, the one who loved me, the one who saved me. What should I be doing? Living for the one who saved me. As for the question, where am I going when I leave here? For sure I'm going to go to heaven. Why is it important that I be good rather than bad? Because I don't belong to me anymore. And even when I do the wrong things in my flesh, I repent of it. And as righteous, I fall and I rise up 70 times a day. And God, in His mercy and His forgiveness, will forgive me and raise me up. As we read that in the blessed word of our Lord in the book of Proverbs, chapter 24 and verse 16. See, these questions he's throwing to his audience, who are obviously not believers. They have no idea the answer for. Once again, when he talked about science, he speaks of it with assurance that science answers the questions how, which is not true. And when it comes to religion, or if you talk about Christianity for sure, we don't attempt often to answer the question, but we know for sure the answer for all these questions and more. You see, Professor John Esposito is not a theologian. What do I mean by that? He's not a believer in Christ. He maybe have his doctorate degree in some Catholic school, but neither him or his Pope knows the truth about Christianity nor Islam. Well, let's continue a little bit more with Professor Esposito.
What that means then is that when we deal with religion, we have saints and we have sinners. We have those who struggle in what one might regard as just and holy causes. I don't want to use the phrase holy wars here. And then we have people who seize and abuse religion. We can talk about centuries of militant jihads, but we have to talk about also centuries of crusades and crusaders.
Well, let's stop Professor Esposito one more time to refute his propaganda talk. He said, when we talk about religion, we're talking about saints and sinners. No, we're talking about all our sinners. Maybe he believes there is saint in his Catholic denomination. Those whom he prays to are almost worshiped next to our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. But that's not Christianity. For all of us can be saints if we know that we are sinners who are saved through the blood of the Savior Jesus Christ alone. You cannot add anything next to what Christ did on the cross. And if he does that, then he is no longer a Catholic, but he is a Christian believer. We cannot say that we are good. We cannot say that there is saints out of Christ. But the scripture is very clear. All have sinned and all have fallen short to the glory of God. Not righteous, not even one, not even the Pope, whom Professor Esposito may think that he is a saint. He's talking about those who struggle in what one might regard as just and holy causes. And then he paused and he said he does not want to talk about holy war here. Why not, sir? Islam came to exist through the holy war. And I know, as we have seen Professor Esposito in our study, Islam a face hijacked as he worked with the Muslims to bring the deception to the Americans concerning Islam, claiming that Islam is a beautiful face, it just was hijacked on September 11, not realizing the fact that Islam is a cult which hijacked the Muslims to hijack the rest of the world. There he said that holy war is not an Islamic concept, and it's not what Muslims believe. But in reality, the orders of Allah for the Muslim believers to engage in war, as he gave 79 verses in the Quran. Every time Allah said engage in war, he was giving a holy order, for the words of Allah to the Muslims are holy. And when he said engage in war, he's telling them perform a holy war. It is the same when we talked about the 26 verses of the Quran where Allah mentioned jihad. The interpretation of all Muslim scholars to all these 26 verses, it is Muslim performing war. So jihad is interpreted to be war, and war is interpreted to be jihad. And these are ordered from the holy Allah in the holy word of Allah in the Quran. Therefore, Muslims believe jihad is a holy war. As for me, I do not believe that jihad in Islam is a holy war, for it is an unholy war. Professor Esposito said that we have people who seize and abuses religion. Well, I'm sorry. I would love to see those who seize and abuse Christianity so I may understand about the Muslims who are seizing and abusing Islam. How can you abuse the word of God in the Bible when it says, love your enemy? Pray for those who persecute you. Bless those who are cursing you. If your enemy is hungry, give them something to eat. And if they're thirsty, give them something to drink. This is the Christian believes. This is the teachings of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Now let's compare this to Islam. Kill them wherever you find them. Behead them. Cut their hands and legs from opposite sides. Cut their fingers and their toes. Crucify them and demolish them from the face of the earth. When Muslims practice the teaching of Allah in the Quran, Professor Esposito will tell you that these Muslims are seizing Islam and abusing Islam. No, you are wrong, sir. They are true Muslim believers who are practicing Islam as they ought to. Professor Esposito continued to say, we can talk about centuries of militant jihadis. Yes, indeed, sir. Not centuries, we can say from the days of Muhammad all the way until ISIS and the next jihadi group who soon will come to power under the weak White House of the United States of America. Because here is the reality, my friends. When we're weak, they're strong. When we're strong, they're weak. Under President Trump, there were no Muslim jihadis. But now under Biden and the following Democrats, for sure we will have the jihadis, not only in the Middle East, but even here in America. These Muslims know how to practice Quran chapter 47 and verse 35, when Allah spoke to the believers and said, do not be weak calling for peace when you have the upper hand. All it takes, my friends, is our president and our political leaders become weak, and the Muslims automatically become strong. And that's when you see the movement of the Muslim jihadi, as we're about to see it very soon.
Muslims claim that the Quran is the final revelation of Allah to mankind, a perfect book given to us through Muhammad. Islam challenges that upon reading the Quran, the seeker is at once convinced that it is the very word of Allah. Muslims declare that no mere man could have written such a perfect collection of verses, covering a wide variety of topics, events, and doctrines. Within the pages of the Quran, one will find familiar events and people such as the creation, the flood, Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. But even the casual reader will notice distinct and striking differences between the Quranic and the much older biblical accounts of the same topics. Muslim apologists will contend that it is the Bible which has been corrupted. The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is pleased to announce the release of a challenging and thought-provoking two-volume book series titled Exposing the Truth About the Quran. Containing over 800 pages of detailed research, the author examines these claims through careful comparisons of Quranic, biblical, historical, and archaeological records. The reader will soon discover that the Quran does not even agree with itself and is completely at odds with biblical and historical accounts. Exposing the Truth About the Quran, Volumes 1 and 2, are available now. After 14 centuries of blind adherence, now is the time for critical and thoughtful examination. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. And now, back to our show.
Professor Esposito said we can talk about these centuries of militant jihadis, but here we go, listen again, we have to talk about centuries of crusades and crusaders. Now, was there anybody in the audience to ask Professor Esposito why the crusade came to exist at 1091 after 470 some years of the invasion by the Muslim jihadi to the Christian land? You know the expression, a day late and a dollar short? We're talking about trillions of dollars short and 470 some years late. That's when the crusaders came to exist. The crusaders were defending the Christian land, not engaging in war and performing jihad against the Muslims in Saudi Arabia. The crusades were the reaction of the Muslim actions. But sadly, once again, years and years later, after the loss of many of the Christian countries. If it was not for the crusaders, Professor Esposito, you would grow up with the name Muhammad in your home country, Italy. And so there will not be existence of Christianity in any of the European countries. Thank God for the crusaders. The sad thing, there are 10 ridiculous joke crusades. They did not know how to have somebody to lead them in strength like maybe Mr. Donald Trump, whom you hate so much. One of these crusades is known by the name the Children Crusade. Have you ever heard of little children crossing the Mediterranean Sea to fight the Muslim warriors? That's exactly what we got in the 10 crusades. Jokes. Obviously, these crusades will never work because the war against Islam is a spiritual warfare. It will never be won, not by the crusaders who used the sword and the spears, nor by the bombs which we can drop right now from our airplanes or launch from our tanks or battleships. The wars against Islam are unending wars until Muslims kill the last Jew and the last Christian, even those who live here in America. So yes, sir, you want to talk about the jihadis? Go ahead. You want to talk about the Crusaders? Go ahead, but let us examine what happened. We're talking about 470-some years, Muslim invaders killing Christian men, raping their wives and daughters, one city at a time, one country at a time, and you expect the Crusaders to just sit in their home praying for them? The Crusaders did what is right, to stop the invasion of the Muslims to Europe. And sadly, today, Muslims are taking Europe again. And there is no more Crusaders to stop the Muslim invasion to Europe. And here you are in America helping the Muslims to take over America by painting for them the beautiful picture of the future of Muslims taking over America and the world. As you have seen, my friends, so far, Professor Esposito is making no sense. Defending Islam and accusing Christians of the same thing which Muslims do by rewriting the history of the past to appease and please the Muslims who pay him the millions of dollars. And as you listen to the next segment here, you'll see Professor Esposito just love to tell stories. And here we go, another story from Professor Esposito.
When I first went out to speak as a young man, I was speaking at the University of Chicago. And it was chaired by Fazlur Rahman, a very prominent professor at the University of Chicago. And there were two other speakers before me. So there were like three, actually, total of three. And he said, you know, we have a young graduate student here who's just finished his degree. He's very nervous about this presentation. He also has to catch a plane. Now, instead of putting me first, I was still last. So he said to them, can we skip the first part of your talks? You know, the denunciation of the Crusades and European colonialism. Get to the heart of your talk, then it'll be briefer, and then we can get to Esposito's talk, okay? So depending on where you're coming from, we have different senses of history, our finer moments, and our grievances, and that plays out today.
It is amazing to hear Professor Esposito talking about all these wonderful Muslim scholars of today. So he mentioned to us the name of Professor Fazlur Rahman, who is an expert on Islamic law. When you talk about an expert of Islamic law, we have to say, does he make a propaganda Sharia or does he talk about the Sharia of the Quran and the saying of Muhammad in the Hadith? But amazingly, when I went online to look for Professor Fazlur Rahman, I found that he is the man who tried to establish an Islamic world view based on the Quran as a book of teaching rather than as the basis for a rigid and unchanging system of thought and education. Then, surprise, surprise, I found out also that he is what we call a Muslim reformer. This is not my words. That's exactly what is written on the internet site in the place where we are bragging about him. For there also I read he was one of the world's most eminent scholars in this field and perhaps one of the most prominent Islamic liberal reformers of the present generation. A liberal reformer? What is a liberal reformer? I can call them propagandists. I can call them hypocrites, as Allah calls them in the Quran. If he is an expert on the Sharia, Islamic law, and he wanna follow the teaching of the Quran, I wonder how did he understand what Allah said in Quran chapter 5 and verse 38? That is, when Allah said, and the male thief and the female thief so cut off their hands as a reward for what they earned. The punishment, according to Islamic law, the word of Allah in the Quran, for the thief is to cut off their hands. How he reformed that verse? How he believed and practiced that verse? My friends, you cannot reform Islam. Islam is a savage cult. When you talk about an expert of Sharia, of course he knows that the punishment of stealing an egg or something equal to 1/4 dinar is cutting off the hand. That's exactly what Allah and Muhammad ordered the Muslim people to practice concerning the punishment of those who steal. It's okay, by the way, to steal from the Christians and the Jews and anybody else whom you invade their land after killing, of course, the strong man who will protect them in their own countries. My friends, this is the problem we have with Professor Esposito. He believed in the lies of people like this prominent Muslim expert, Fazlur Rahman. He was brainwashed by those who called themselves moderate Muslim or Muslim reformers. not realizing that there is no moderate Muslim because there is no moderate Islam. There is no such a thing as reformers because you cannot reform religion unless you have the power and the authority to change the words of Allah and the command of Muhammad in the Hadith. That great prominent Muslim scholar, Mr. Rahman, asked the speakers to cut to the chase. That is when he said to them, can we skip the first part of your talks? You know, the denunciation of the Crusades and European colonialism. Get to the heart of your talk. Then it will be briefer. Then we can get to Esposito's talk. This is the great professor, Rahmani. This is the man who does not really care about the details of the speeches. And I guarantee you, that professor never quoted verses from the Quran, because what is the point to get to the details about what Islam is all about? Just take my word for it. Cut to the chase. Make it short and sweet. Professor Esposito ended this segment by saying, so depending on where you are coming from, we have different senses of history, our finer moments and our grievances. And that's blazed out today. Yes, indeed, my friends. It depends on where you are coming from. Professor Esposito is coming from the propaganda loving peaceful Islam. Therefore, we're not going to get in any of the details. Just skip all what is important for the West to know about Islam. Let us give the Muslims our children. Because after all, Islam is a loving and a peaceful religion to Professor Esposito, as he was taught by Mr. Rahmani and many other Muslims who brainwashed him for years and years before he came to this great position of giving America to the Muslims. And to continue our study of the future of Islam, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.